I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 132 for November 10th, 2010. Can't get a signal? Someone go blow on Duck Hunt. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Current Geek, the show about the geekiest stories of the web. This is our Wednesday episode. I'm Scott Johnson, and that's Tom Merritt.
Hey, that's me. I'm Tom Merritt.
Remember Duck Hunt?
I do.
Yeah.
I love Duck Hunt.
Kind of a fan of Duck Hunt, and Hogan's Alley was great.
Yeah. You know, that the Xbox has the arcade now.
Mm.
And, of course, they don't have any Nintendo stuff because,
no.
Well, they're Microsoft and they're in competition. But they do have Atari, Konami, and Intellivision in the Xbox arcade.
Yeah, the game room deal.
Yeah. That new game room.
Yeah.
So when you go in there, you play Asteroids on the Atari. You're not playing Asteroids, the arcade version. You're playing the Atari version. It's awesome.
What's crazy about that is the way they do that, and Game Room's kind of struggling. I don't know what they're going to end up doing with it. But anyway, there's a lot of talk. They're shutting it down. So I hope people who are enjoying it get the fun out of it they can now. But one of the things that's interesting about how they portray both the Intellivision and the Atari stuff in there is they show an arcade cabinet, but they put an Atari 2600 on top of it. It's too funny. Like, you could ever walk into an arcade and see that.
Cognitive dissonance.
A little bit, but hey, what else are you going to do? Anyway.
Turn your router into an NES cartridge?
What? Oh, my gosh. So somebody's gone and done this. Maybe it's the green carpet in the background here, but dare we say that it is the most amazing thing we've seen in recent history, says Engadget. They're talking about this router that was put together in an NES cartridge. It is a wireless router. It does basically the guts are a Belkin wireless G router. If you need the exact part and you have an old cartridge laying around, you can get started on your own DIY, which is the model F5D7230-4. I think that's what I have over here. I have a Belkin router. I have a few routers, but I think that's the model.
Yeah. So essentially, they took an old NES cartridge. They took a Belkin wireless router. They pulled the chips out and mod it down so it's a little flatter. I'm not sure what they did with the antennas, whether they threw them along the side or whatnot. And then they made up a new sticker for the cartridge.
That's the best part.
So that it looks like a Nintendo game cartridge type of sticker, but it just says wireless, and then it's got the Wi-Fi symbol.
Yeah, and it uses all the imagery they used to use on the NES controllers. And if you can just totally imagine what this looks like, it's awesome. Like, that's my favorite part of it. It's one thing to take, you know, an empty plastic shell of some sort or gut something and stick something else in it. They do this a lot with NES controllers where they'll take the guts of an iPod and stick it in there. And now, you know, basically it acts like a shuffle. A goes up, B goes down, and D-pad increases volume or whatever. So we've seen those, you know, come up here and there. But the idea of doing that act, but then going that extra step and branding it to look like this is just natural is totally, totally cool.
So the circuit board of the Belkin router they were using fits nicely inside the NES cartridge. That's why they used it. But you do have to do a little soldering because the capacitors keep it from closing properly.
Oh.
So you have to remove the capacitors and rewire them. So it's some desoldering and some soldering and all that. So it's not as easy as, like, you know, just pop it out and pop it in the cartridge and boom, it's done. You're gonna have to resolder some wires.
I kind of want one, so not gonna lie, looks pretty rad. We'll have a link to it in the show notes. I think I'll put a photo up as well. It's pretty cool, so go check it out, and hence my joke about blowing off the end of it to see if that helps you get better reception.
Well, yeah, and Gadget made that joke too. They're like, well, we hear if you just blow across the Ethernet jacks, it, you know, helps your reception.
They didn't say, just to round this out, they didn't say what it was. What was the game? It doesn't say. I would love to know what game they tore apart to do here.
Maybe they just didn't want to reveal that in case it was somebody's favorite game and they got all bent out of shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, they show the back of the NES cartridge when they're popping it open.
Yeah.
And they show the interior of the NES cartridge, but they never did show it without the wireless sticker already on it.
I'm going to go ahead and assume it was Fester's Quest, the most insidiously terrible game in the history of
the NES.
I
think that's safe. That's a safe assumption. Yeah.
I hope it was Fester's Quest. Anyway, very cool. Go check it out. We have an email this week, We got this from, or this day, this is Wednesday. Mike Icewarm is his nickname on the internet. A good friend of the show, good friend of all the shows, a good man. Wrote in and said, apparently an article claimed that Captain Kirk was the captain of the Enterprise E.
Wasn't even captain of the D.
I know, it's too funny.
Come on.
What the crap. Says they were wrong and wrote another article just to apologize. Thought this might make an interesting current geek mention. And you're right, Icewarm, it is. I wanted to bring this one out because I think it's funny how geeks and nerds do not like it when they get information wrong or when each other doesn't, right? So you and I have taken heat for off-the-cuff stuff or something we couldn't remember on a weekly episode and someone will call us on it or whatever. Happens all the time. These guys went as far as to take up bandwidth and internet space and create a full-blown with photo apology. And what they did. And the best part is at the end they have an addendum that says, we're also sorry for any errors in this apology.
Well, apparently, the original post on news.com.iu talks about how the Haynes auto manual people are creating a Haynes manual for the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
The original NCC-1701. And then they made some remark in there about it being, you know, 1701E, the successor to Captain Kirk's original U.S. Enterprise. And everybody just went nuts on them. So I think they were like a little upset,
right,
by how nasty people got about the mistake, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they wrote this article sort of tongue-in-cheek to say like, oh, we're so sorry that we got that little space wrong. But if you read into the apology article, they also say that there was the incorrect use of the term hyperspace in describing warp technology. So obviously, they assigned this article on the Haynes manual to the wrong person.
That's what it comes down to. And the snarky reply apology is not unnoticed by me. I feel like they're just sort of going, oh my gosh, you nerds. Here's our apology. But it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. The photo they use is that accidental bird throwing by Picard in an episode of Next Generation. And he says, Captain Jean-Luc Picard was in command of the USS Enterprise D and E, and they never made hyperspace. So there you go. I love it. Thank you for that, Mike. That's awesome. Love those kind of submissions. You guys out there listening to this can send your own as well. CurrentGeek@gmail.com. You can also visit the site, CurrentGeek.com. And as always, Twitter has a name, and that name is Twitter, and it goes twitter.com/currentgeek. You can follow us each and every day. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Tom, for Mike, and for the bird flipping Jean-Luc Picard. We'll see you on Friday.
Engage, Mr. Sulu.
frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.